Jerry Bader Show, 10:53. Got a quick read this email before we take Kurt's call. Hi, Jerry. I really enjoy your show regarding 70 miles an hour. I agree with your points regarding this item. I'm not sure that I understand what the significant benefits would be for something like this. Well, again, just a more efficient flow of traffic, assuming it really isn't all that much more dangerous, and that's the debate. Kevin goes on. One thing that bugs me about this kind of thing, do our state leaders have better things to do? Couldn't they be looking at a new state flower or something really important? Again, great show. I think this is a little more relevant to people's lives than that, but I get his point. Kurt on the road. Kurt, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I think you're looking at a little, I'm looking at it a little differently than you are. I've traveled the country, states that have, 70, 75, 80 mile an hour speed limits, and what I noticed is that just because the speed limit is 75 doesn't mean they're doing 85. They reach a comfort level with their driving at 80 or below. I think people don't feel comfortable going over 80 miles an hour. When you're going that fast, you're taking in so much information, your mind just can't process it. So they're staying below their comfort level, which is what I've noticed in other states.
Okay, they're staying below. Jason disagrees with you. I'm not sure I quite see what. Say that again.
The states that have, let's say, 70, 75, or even 80 out west in the big states, you can do 85, 90, but most people's comfort level is below 80 when they're driving. So just because the speed limit's 80 doesn't mean they're doing 85, 90. They stay at that 80 miles an hour or below because that's where their comfort level for driving is.
Well, And there might be a tipping point, Kurt, where that happens. I don't think it's 75 miles an hour. I have driven on eight-lane road, but four ways in one direction. In Georgia, north of Atlanta, it's called Highway 400. You know what they call it? The Georgia 400. You know why? I was in the far right lane doing 85. Jason, it was the most amazing. Have you driven that? Holy it's insane. And you look to pass, and you go like this. Okay, nothing there. And zoom. Now, something else, though, that they should consider fining people for. It's already a potential fine if you hang in the left lane. You have to get over. Here's something else. And I noticed this. I noticed it driving in Minnesota. I noticed it driving in Wisconsin. I have complained about this before. I am seeing it in unprecedented levels. You know what it is? People who speed up when you go to pass them. I just want to spit blood, and I want to spit it all over their cars. It drives me nuts. What? Look, you're doing, and especially when it's clear that they have the cruise set. And they see you creeping past them, what do? They step on the gas. Nothing drives me crazier, and I quite frankly think that's unsafe. My wife wants car makers to come up with a paintball feature. You just kind of have a little barrel come out of your car. A nice bright color against whatever color their car is. You'd be able to choose. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thanks for taking the call. I just moved back from North Carolina after living there for 10 years, and everybody knows, everyone down there believes they're a NASCAR driver. I-40 from Wilmington up to Raleigh, if you're going 80, there's something wrong with you. In fact, I think state troopers pulled you over because they think you're suspicious of something going on.
Really? Like if you'd be going 45, huh?
Yeah, 45 on 41 is the same thing as going 80 on I-40. And I've been on the one out of Atlanta, and it is insane. It basically, you just get over to the right, stay with the flow of traffic, and just keep your head down.
Well, that's what you get, and that is what I, in fact, finally my wife and I agreed on that. She's like, just, Jeff, thanks. Just stay over here. It is crazy. Plus, I'm in a rental car. And I'll admit, here's where my comfort level is. My comfort level, it's not so much at high speeds. My comfort level is at its lowest when I don't know where I'm going. Got into that in California when we had a rental. And I hate driving a rental. Just even if I got the insurance, you know. I don't think this is a horrible idea. I don't have strong feelings. I lean toward yes. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.